Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And holy cow, can the 49ers just not stay normal just for like a little bit? Like, why is it that they just have to be so bonkers off the wall whenever it comes to offseason, preseason stuff? Like, it's just weird as hell, man. Yeah, it's what it is. So for those of you that don't know, and again, we're going to be covering the football aspects of the implications. That's what our show is. We're not TMZ. We're not any of those things. But the context of the situation, which I feel like we have to divulge, Jed York gets arrested for basically being a billionaire, paying $140 for prostitute. You can get into that however you want, in a trailer park in Ohio. Like, it's just a weird, like, I feel like this is like, you remember like the, what if we told you, like the old, like 30 for 30 when like ESPN was a legitimate network? Like, this is just insanity, man. He's not the first owner to do this. You got to wait for the details and all that stuff, but Robert Kraft did it. And, you know, he was definitely not kicked out. The person that decides if somebody's kicked out is the commissioner. And guess who the commissioner is employed by and receives his pay from? The owners. You kind of get it, right? So I do not expect Jed York to have to step down. Now, we're going to be covering the details of the trade. The 49ers did a trade. Zamir White for Deion Jones, the linebacker. We're going to cover what that means, who Deion Jones is, all that stuff. But what this did give us the opportunity to do is, what are your thoughts on Jed York as an owner? Do you want him dismissed? Should you not, as a 49ers fan? We're going to cover that. This is episode 1704 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And man, I'm so pumped. We have a new executive producer, and I could not be more honored and proud. This is a friend, legend. Thank you, Mr. Brett Sinclair. Welcome, my friend. He joins Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. Legends, legends, legends. The whole reason why we're allowed to do this show is because of these guys. And I want to say thank you to everybody showing up, loving the live, all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much. Look at Kevin. Yeah, off day from work, so I'm here for a live. Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. I know in season, man. Hopefully the boy is playing well. His son's big-time football player. I'm super pumped about seeing what he's going to do. Captain Insano, can't wait for this. What's up, Dev? The man, Mr. Gatton. It's so great to see you in here. Love it, love it, love it. Bring back Eddie D. All right. Jed York's dumb. Let's just be honest. Look, Jed York is a love-hate relationship for 49ers fans, okay? Completely screwed over all the local fans by moving the stadium to Santa Clara just so he could get more money in his pocket. Screw that guy. Like, all right? Screwed over the fan base, screwed over the team just so he could make more money. Horrible, horrible move that was just a financial interest and didn't care about the thousands, maybe millions of 49ers fans. Screwed them all over. Unless you live in Santa Clara, then I guess you probably like it. But there's no way, even if you lived in Santa Clara, you don't like the stadium there. There's no atmosphere whatsoever. It's not a place for a stadium. All right. Positive. Nuanced takes, right? Positive Jed York. He stays out of football business for the most part. A lot of owners don't do that. That is huge. Positive. Jed York is in top five cash spending of NFL owners pretty much every single year. I think 6 years in a row. Could be mistaken there, but he spends the money. He's not saving salary cap dollars to put back into his net worth. He's not doing that, right? So do that. Now, hate, super cheap with undrafted free agents. That doesn't really affect the salary cap. Does very minuscule amount, but like easy way just to pony up some more cash. And man, you can get a lot of guys back. He does not do that. They are 28th in undrafted free agency spending. He pinches pennies there. Love, coaching staff among the highest paid, consistently. General manager, front office personnel, all that stuff. Like, bringing back Robert Saleh, making him a highest paid, you know, defensive coordinator. Then he leaves, right? I get that. But like, you are paying legitimate money to Kyle Shanahan, rightfully so. John Lynch, all right, that's a little bit more debatable. But what, now you got to pay more because you need that Captain America shield to protect you and what John Lynch is. So there's positives and negatives. And overall, I would argue Jed York is an above average owner. Now, I am, maybe not now present, it's not present perfect, was a Mavericks fan, diehard Mavericks fan. And we had the greatest owner in sports, in my opinion. Mark Cuban, like, spared no expense, cared so much about the team, probably too much about the team, got a little too involved with the team. That was the only critique, but like, holy freaking cow. And you see what happened when Mark Cuban got out of the ownership. He owns minority, but he's not in the decision-making process anymore. Whenever he got out, and that team just, geez, man, F Nico, the new ownership's literally Satan. I have not worn one Mavericks anything, and I won't as long as this ownership is there. And I don't watch basketball games very much. I watch playoff basketball. Like, getting a terrible owner, and we've seen that with Jed York, and that's the thing. Like, it can ruin things. It can ruin them. Imagine being a Cowboys fan and Jerry Jones, like, knowing he's not trying to do what's best for the team. He's knowing he's only trying to do things to make money. That's a problem. That, like, that sucks. And then you see, like, the Browns and their ownership. Like, they do not care about winning. Cincinnati Bengals do not care about winning. There are so many franchises in the NFL where it's like the ownership restricts the team from having the possibility to compete for Super Bowls. Jed York does not do that. Now, he and his sister did. Then they learned their lesson, and yeah, chased out Harbaugh, chose Tom Sula over Fangio, like, major issues, but they got it wrong, then they got it right. So you have to look at it collectively, and just so you know, it's probably not smart for me to do segments like this, but I don't give a damn. What else you got? You already sent me cease and desist letters, so, like, shoot, I guess keep them coming. Meet me in the trailer park. Let's figure out what we can figure out. I got $140. But, like, this isn't smart, but I'm trying my hardest to focus from a fan perspective. That's what we do. I'm a 49ers fan. What's best for 49ers fans might be for Jed York to stay. Now, I love Mark Davis announced today. Mark Davis and the DeBartolo family, the Davis DeBartolo family, which Jed York is a part of, and you go Mark Davis to Al Davis. They've never really got along. And I love that, you know, again, the Davis family won't even trade their players here, right? You go back to the Khalil Mack trade, 49ers offered a better deal. They took Chicago because they just don't want to. But the day that Jed York gets arrested, I don't think that this was planned, but I guarantee you Mark Davis is super happy. They announced a $25 million partnership to build a children's hospital in Las Vegas, the first standalone. Like, dude, how awesome is that? Like, somewhere that acorn haircut dude is just got the biggest shit grin on his face ever. And I just love that. I do love that. The Raiders are very easy to make fun of and whatever else, but like, today is their day. You got to give it to them. I would love to have back Eddie DeBartolo. I think there's zero chance of that happening. I think it stays with Jed York. The precedent has been set with Robert Kraft, who did very similar things. And I mean, look what it took to get rid of Snyder out of Washington, right? Like, it's hard to do that. And with Jed York having so much money and so much impact, I mean, the 49ers are a top 10 team, top five financially. I don't think they're trying to push him out for this. I just don't see it. And if you look at the current political climate of the United States of America, sexual deviancy and all that stuff just does not seem to be an issue, sadly, and I hate it. It disgusts me. But anyway, you allow that to fit where you want it to fit. I'm from Texas, and one of the worst things that could ever happen is whenever it's dinner time and you don't have what you need for the dinner for the family. And so I'm a big steak, barbecue, you name it, grill out. That's what I love. And that's why I use Omaha Steaks. So whether it's a rushed weeknight or a Saturday cookout, you can have quality protein on hand when you need it. Ribeyes for special occasion, juicy burgers for a cookout, grilling chicken, seafood, gourmet franks.
Omaha Steaks has what you want. Plus, they now have sides, desserts, and more. So a great dinner is minutes away. And the best thing about it is it's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse prices. There's no more last-minute run-its to the store. It arrives vacuum-sealed, frozen, ready to go. And if you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the perfect introduction. For just $79.99, you get 20 premium steak burgers crafted from five distinct cuts of steak. You get four filet mignon burgers, four New York strip burgers, four ribeye burgers, four brisket burgers, four sirloin burgers. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, you get $35 off with the promo code BEEF, B-E-E-F. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. As someone who travels nonstop for sporting events at the 49ers Rush Road Trip, I can tell you one of the most difficult things is the logistics. Finding out where to stay, how to get there, the timing, how to get your whole group, everything all together. Well, Outdoorsy solves all of these problems. And thousands of RVs and campers nationwide are available right wherever you are. And there's so many ways you could do it. You could drive the RV yourself, you can tow it, or you can have it delivered and have it fully set up at your destination. It's so simple. It's three easy steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and group size. You book with confidence. It comes with insurance, customer support, protection, all that's included. Then you hit the road or arrive and relax. Whether you're driving, towing, getting it delivered, it doesn't matter. And so for sporting events, you want to go check out the World Cup this summer. You're wanting to, it's the 100th anniversary of Route 66. It doesn't matter what you want or need. They have you covered. So right now, my listeners can have all service fees removed, completely removed from their booking in 2026 with code 49ers. That's 49ERS at outdoorsy.com. That's outdoorsy.com and use code 49ers at checkout to remove all service fees. Now, let's catch up on the comments. Sonia says, crack it up at the thumbnail of this episode. I got the Michael Scott gif where he's doing like the cringe voice, just like, or the cringe face, just like, so I put that on there. Hopefully you enjoy that. That's like one of my most texted gifs that I always use. So there we go. Jed is an outlaw. That's right. I'm trying to quickly read comments before I put them up today, just because you never know. You're an Ohio reporter, John. East Palestine also had a major train derailment a couple years ago. The chemicals in the air probably messed with brains. This is a decision he made. Did she have a single or double wide trailer? The sad thing is it was a single. As somebody that grew up in the trailer park, I remember born and raised trailer park for the most part. And, you know, people would always ask me like, oh, where you live? And I would always say, depends. My house has wheels. But, you know, came from the bottom. Now we're here in Emeryville. I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it. The sad thing is Jed's not even like paid enough to change things. $140 in this economy. Like I put out on Twitter, Jesse Plemons from Game Night. How is that profitable for Frito-Lay? I don't understand that gif as well. And like, I do understand. It is not lost on me. This is not a comedic offense for so many people. I get that. I also get that you are a billionaire that operates this team, and so we're going to cover it. I apologize for the family members he's embarrassed. I apologize for what that is. That sucks. And I understand, like, this ain't everybody's cup of tea. I get it. Yeah, faithful for birth. Not a Jed York fan. Yatsik WTF. Jed is not what this culture needs. Yeah, I mean, I'm not against rich people. I'm pretty much against billionaires. Almost, yeah, I am. Yeah, like I'm just gonna be honest, and especially with Jed York, just because we've had run-ins. I'm good. I'm good. I wish we could bring back Eddie. There we go. You guys are crazy, man.
Oh, I love you guys. Yeah, 49ers are no longer to be taken serious about any moral stance ever again. Yeah, I don't know. Get rid of the gold helmet. They've kind of got rid of that as well. But I do like the fact that the players, they hold them to high standards. You want guys that are about football. You just look at the Lions and how many starters they've lost and, you know, all the suspensions and stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, geez. I'm staying away from all of these comments, a lot of them. But, yeah, maybe this forces Jed to take a back seat, more of a back seat, which is good. Like, I don't want him around. Sign the check. Shut up. I don't want you doing press conferences. I don't want you tweeting pics. I get a lot of people think that's funny. Yeah. Let's go. It's funny. And yeah, JM, it's easy to capitalize on the 49ers misfortunes. They create their own fuel. They do. Bang, bang, Niners game. I got $140. Eddie had federal charges and misdemeanor in the same ballpark. Yeah, we'll see. And yeah, I'm scrolling. I'm going to star this bet, Grumbles. We're going to come back to this comment here a little bit later. I appreciate you. No team has off seasons like ours. We are unique. That is what it is. You guys are so great. Oh man, I love it. Right here, Dale. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for the super chat. What if we send the comments as supers? I'll edit them, but yes. And if I scroll through the comments, it's not because I don't get a click on all the comments, because there's no way I could do that live. I struggle. My reading competency level, again, very, very low. I mean, I did some graduate work. What's up? Come on now. Got to give me some credit. But yeah, I try to read as I scroll as much as possible. And sometimes I don't even get to half the comments on here, and I appreciate you. Big Red, make way for a dark helmet. There we go. We've got to get like the Jed York player of the year, the dude with the most off the field issues, whatever else. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, so I don't want Jed York to be dismissed, probably. Like, I would rather the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Jed York gives the 49ers an opportunity to compete. I think that is very safe to say. Spends the money, hired the coach, got the hell out of the way. When Kyle Shanahan was not planning on coming to the 49ers, and he's talked about this a lot, where he had 5 non-negotiables, and his wife told him, like, dude, there's no way anybody's going to give you all 5 of those. And he's like, well, if they don't, then I'm just not going to go. So he comes to the interview, says, I want these 5 things, and fully expecting no way in hell they would do that. Jed York says yes. And so Kyle takes the job and he's here. And what has been the result of that? You are in contention for the Super Bowl playoffs every single year since 2019. Have there been some bad years with injuries? Yes. Is Kyle Shanahan a perfect head coach? No. But you do not get Kyle Shanahan without Jed York. Kyle said that his criteria was a legitimate owner, serious about winning a Super Bowl and doing what it takes necessary and having a quarterback in place, a veteran established quarterback in place. 49ers didn't have that. They didn't have the quarterback. And so Jed basically said, you get the keys to the kingdom, do whatever the hell you want to do. And I think that was the right call. And now the 49ers, I mean, shoot, one game out of, you know, the number one seed last year, despite having been the most injured team in the NFL, most games lost, most starters lost, most all pros lost, most Pro Bowls lost, still in contention. I'm pretty high on Kyle Shanahan, obviously. Is he perfect? No, there's a lot of critiques that we share on this show. But I've never entertained the fire Kyle crowd or any of that stuff. Like, just not. Anyway, how do you get fired on your day off? I love it, man. You guys are my favorite. You guys, I love y'all, man. Big Red, you guys are awesome. Now, that's our ownership talk. Jed's an idiot. $140. Come on, bro. Like, really? Come on, man. Like, at least help him out. Pay some more, at least.
like that. There's so much bad. And I'm sure some more is going to come out about this, going to make him look like an idiot. But I do hope, I don't want to say hope. I think it's better that Jed York stays. I don't want to go to his sister. It always stays in the family. They wouldn't force them to sell out of the family. They didn't do that with Eddie DiBartolo. I don't know. So do with that what you will. All right. Now we have a trade, which is a big deal. And that should be and was the leading point for the show. The notes and stuff that I worked on last night. I didn't want to, you know, get on to the point where we were going to, you know, start talking about trade stuff. We had to get this out of the way. It's the elephant in the room. But if you are traveling to any 49ers game, come party with us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And we have the home tailgate season opener against the Dolphins. Tickets are up right now.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Captain, trades are boring. Back to Jed prostitution. Thank you, Captain. I love you, brother. Can't wait to see you in Seattle, man. Cannot wait to see you in Seattle. You guys are unbelievable and in the best of all ways. So the 49ers did a trade late last night. The 49ers get linebacker Deion Jones from the Saints. The Saints get running back Zamir White. Now, anytime transactions, whether you sign a player, trade a player, cut a player, whatever, takes span very large parameters, right? And, you know, I was hanging out with the wife. She worked late yesterday. And so whenever the trade was announced, I was already kind of just chilling with the wife. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do a show. I don't think this merits emergency show, whatever. Yeah, given I wanted to talk the trade. I did. But, you know, sometimes you gotta put family first. Probably shouldn't have said that on today's show, but that's okay. So people talked about, oh, this is an indictment against whatever, the linebacker room's not that strong, but this is a free trade. This is a free trade for the 49ers and the Saints as well. You're trading your sixth running back, Zamir White. He was your running back six. You're not keeping six running backs. That didn't even count the fullback. You went through Kyle Juszczyk and then he's running back seven. Now, Zamir White played well. Played really well, in fact, ran really, really hard. But you're getting Deion Jones, and we'll detail everything Deion Jones does, but like, this was a free trade to get snaps for the third preseason game. This is an injury trade of back into the roster players to help each other out to get through the preseason. The Saints lost Alvin Kamara and another running back. They needed somebody that could get snaps. The 49ers lost Nick Martin with the hamstring. We'll talk about him in a separate part today at the next part of the show. Luke Gifford's not practicing. That one kind of hurts as well, right? And so you look at Nick Martin's out, Luke Gifford's out, plus Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner aren't going to be playing that much in the third preseason game, if at all. So that's four linebackers not taking snaps. You're down to three linebackers. You're down to four linebackers for the game. Can't do that. Can't do that. You needed a body to go get somebody. Now you look at the running backs. Well, guess what? This week alone, in the past 7 days, the 49ers got back not one, not two, but three running backs. Your 1, 2, 3 running backs in your depth chart: Christian McCaffrey, Jordan James, Kalen Black. You can switch Kalen Black, Jordan James if you want to as the 2, 3. They, like, Zamir White was going to get cut. Period. I don't know the Saints depth chart to the depths in which I know the 49ers, but I can tell you this is not a trade that has
53-man roster implications. It does not. So, having said those things, who the hell is Deion Jones and what does he offer? He was a second-round pick out of LSU back in 2016 by the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons. Why is that important? Guess who was on their coaching staff? Not only Kyle Shanahan, not only Mike McDonald, not only both LaFleur brothers, but the defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. The familiarity is there. He's 6'1", 222 pounds. And again, he was drafted the second round. Niners didn't have a second round pick that year in 2016. This was the year before I started covering, doing the 49ers rush. He went about 20 picks after Joshua Garnett. Remember, they traded up. A few picks after Derrick Henry. Do with that what you will. Now, Deion Jones is 6'1", 222, that undersized linebacker, 31 years old, has been a rotational linebacker and special teams player only for the past 4 years. Has not started a game in the back in 2 years, in the last two seasons. He ain't making this roster. But this is what the 49ers do, where they rotate back end of the roster depth at many positions so that they have a larger pool to pull from in season for emergency break glass in case of emergency, you know, type situations. Where if you do miss a bunch of linebackers, you got to have somebody on short notice. Well, guess what? Deion Jones is going to be one of those guys. Will not make the 53-man roster. I don't think there's anything he could do to make the 53-man. He goes out and balls out and, like, proves, like, whatever. Maybe if Nick Martin's not going to be ready, if Luke Gifford's not going to be ready, there's another injury, then perhaps. But this is just to have a larger pool of players to pull from at the linebacker position that know now he's going to get 2 weeks solid practice to step in and know the scheme. So I think that that's a big deal. This is not an indictment against anything besides perhaps Nick Martin ain't playing this week, which shouldn't be a shocker. He's got a hamstring. Hamstring a day? It's the 49ers way. So kind of that's the way I see it. So what does Deion Jones? He's a fast, undersized linebacker that can play multiple spots, understands Raheem Morris' scheme, can play on special teams, but the number one priority, snaps for the third preseason game. That's kind of where that is. Look at Ben right here. I think the Jones trade signals Nick Martin might miss some time. I'm going to dive into the IR designated to return spots and what that looks like. But yeah, I do think Nick Martin's going to be down for a little bit. no regrets. Oh, you guys are so good. I wanted to put out the Chris Hansen GIF or video of, you know, Robert Pattinson in the new movies, but I didn't want to do that. I feel like that was too far, but I thought the same thing. I'm with you guys there, which I am one of those people, and this is probably a character flaw, but I don't see it that way, but I know others see it that way, and so I can recognize that. I ain't changing. There is – my life has been interesting, to say the least, from, like, tragic whatever. There is nothing too serious not to joke about. That's just who I am. And whatever I do, kick the bucket in a humiliating fashion or whatever – make your damn jokes. Don't hold back. Please don't. I understand other people are not like that way and that you don't create humor at dark, whatever. I get that. I'm not that person. So, like, you're not going to offend me. You treat people poorly in person, then I get a little upset. But, man, like, I've always said, like, whenever I do kick the bucket, like, you don't get into my funeral unless you have, like, a roast. Literal, like, you got to make fun of me before you get in. You got to drink a Modelo and you got to tell a funny story or make fun of me. And otherwise, you don't get into the funeral. Like, that's just my love language. Like, there is nothing. Me and my son, we text some dark stuff. That's just who we are. So, like, I apologize if these comments or whatever are offending you. Not the goal, just how we handle things. So, you know. It's $140 in Ohio. $140. It's what it is. So I'm not super, like, psyched about Deion Jones, but not a negative. You got it for free. Zamir White wasn't going to be on this roster another day or two. That's why this move took place. So anyway. All right. Free trade. Now,
the 49ers roster selection is going to be difficult. It's going to be really difficult. Now, we do our annual, we do Zoom hangouts once a month, but this month is a fun one. Saturday, August 29th, this Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, we do our 53-man roster projection show. You got to go sign up at the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel, link in the description of this video / podcast. Go sign up, 7-day free trial. Won't cost you anything. Won't cost you anything. I'm trying my hardest not to insert a Jed York joke there, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to do it, but come hang out with us. The NFL changed their roster rules for IR designated to return. And every single year, we kind of go back over these and have to refresh because they change them every single year. So a PUP candidate player. Right now, there's only really two players on PUP. That is Mykael Williams and also Isaac Garrido. Those players, if they stay on PUP, you have to be on PUP to start camp. You got to stay on the entirety. And when the 53-man roster comes out, you're still on there. You don't count against the 53. Now, when the player returns and gets activated, that counts against one of your 8 slots throughout the season that you can return a player from IR. Okay, he's returning from PUP. He's not returning from IR, but the return from IR counts the same return from PUP, return from NFI, return to IR. All come off those 8 slots you get a season. You get one additional one in the playoffs now. That's a new thing. So, having said all of that, these are a bunch of the players that I have designated to return that could be. You're allowed to have 2 of these, okay? And the idea is this. They don't count against the 53, but you have to determine right at the setting of the 53-man roster, this player will come back. That means 2 times. You're only allowed to do 2. You can do up to 2. You don't have to do 2. That counts against your 8 spots. So when we're looking at these 8 return spots, Mykael Williams is going to be 1. Now you're down to 7. You're going to do 2 IR designated to return. Now you're down to 5. That's 5 players that can get injured in return. You see, the numbers are difficult. And last year, the 49ers chose to only use 1 of those and kind of just lose a position, and it kind of cost them. But anyway, let's go over the candidates for our 2 designated to return from IR. These will not count against the 53, but they will count against the 8 return spots that you get throughout the year. And it's a long-ass list. Nick Martin, hamstring, very viable candidate. Christian Kirk, calf, you could cut him and then bring him back, or you can put him on IR designated to return. Vidarian Lowe with the high ankle sprain. His timetable for where he got injured is coming up. Like, he's a couple weeks out. Now, usually a high ankle sprain is anywhere from like 4 to 8 weeks. We're at that kind of 5-week window right now. So we'll see there. Now, maybe you just keep him on ice, but the 49ers backup tackle is in dire straits because Enrique Cruz has not been good. Austin Pleasance is now injured. Isaac Alarcon is not a viable option. You're kind of struggling there. If Vidarian Lowe, now I don't know where he is on his return table. Robert Jones, I would not use that for him. Grayson Halton, how severe is his injury? He's not practicing right now. Brett Toth, we haven't seen him much really at all. Luke Gifford, Pro Bowl special teamer, haven't seen him much at all. Renardo Green, how severe is that hamstring? Hamstring a day, 49ers way. Is it 6 weeks? Is it 4 weeks? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 1 week? We don't know. Malik Mustafa, no new news there. Not even seeing him work out on the side field. Nate Hobbs, Romello Hite, he's missing time now. That, again, I don't know the severity of a lot of these injuries. Nobody does. They don't share those. But these are guys that might fit in there. Austin Pleasance, Curtis Rourke, I doubt. These are the guys that, you know, you get 2. My assumption, Nick Martin and Christian Kirk, those would be the 2 that I would say, probably going to be these 2, but we don't know that for sure. Abysmal. I haven't used that word in a while. Notorious. Jed York auditioning for the next season of Trailer Park George. Thank you, man. Yeah. There we go. Slick. I like this. Thanks for the super chat. And this, come on, man.
moment brought to you by MyBookie. Use my code 49ersRush. There we go. It's code 49ers. But yeah, I appreciate that, Slick. I'm going to bring that back later. You guys are awesome. 49ers have a ton. Thank you, Riley. Ton of different running backs like McCormick and Kalon Black and Jordan James if they're healthy enough to play against the Raiders. I expect Kalon Black and Jordan James to get a lot of reps this week. I really, really do. And Sincere McCormick, right? Like, and Khalil Herbert, who might get cut as well. Like, again, he was cut and brought back after the last injury. Like, you've got running backs. I want Kalon Black and I want Jordan James to get a lot of reps. I really, really do. Yeah. John, when are they hiring as a 49er scout? I don't know, but I would not take that job. Not saying it's a bad job. I'm saying with where I am in my life now, my career climbing trajectory in the coaching scouting world ran its course. That was my entire career goal, was to move up through coaching, and I was doing very, very well at that. Then we became foster parents, couldn't do both, gave up coaching, landed where I am now, and very happy and very thankful. And a lot of that's because of you guys. But yeah, if the Niners asked me to be a scout, I would not say yes to that at this point in my life. And I've ran the I don't want to travel all over the world nonstop and never see my wife and kids. Not that I totally get people that do that. I totally get that. But for me, I don't think I would do it. Now, they offered me like a head of pro personnel or something along those lines. Now we could talk. But yeah, there we go. There we go. Right here, how do I upgrade from Frank Gore to the Jerry Rice tier? Oh, I love that. Whenever you log into your subscription, if you're on the 49ers Rush, you can go to the 49ersrush.com/subscription. Can't talk. That will take you there. Or you click on my membership and there's a place to upgrade or cancel there. That is there as well. So yeah, check that out. If you want to upgrade, we want you to upgrade. I love it. I love it. You guys are awesome. What's up, Sin? Appreciate you. JP in the house. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Now, I got this comment earlier and I like it. I like it a lot. Grumbles. Chapman, you see Stribling for most receiving yards for a rookie went from plus 1250 to plus 600 over the weekend. I would not take that bet, but I hope it happens. The reason why I won't take that bet is if Stribling and everything stays in accordance, he is going to be the wide receiver three. That F roll, which will only be out there on offense about 20 to 25 snaps a game. Mike Evans is going to be your X. Debo's going to be your Z. Now, is Stribling going to be the F and then also take snaps at X and Z, which we've seen in the preseason? He's done that whenever Mike Evans gets a break or Debo gets a break, whatever else. That is a very clear possibility. The reason why I would not take that bet, I'm not saying you're saying to take that bet, but there's going to be wide receivers on bad teams that are forced to be the X or the Z or the F full-time no matter what. And they're going to have, you know, you talk about Carnell Tate. You talk about KC Concepcion. You talk about Denzel Boston. These are guys that have already solidified the X or Z role. The 49ers run the fewest 11 personnel set in the NFL. And if George Kittle's going to be back, that's going to eat into that as well. If Kyle Juszczyk's going to be what he was last year, that's going to eat into Deshaun Stribling. I think that he's going to have a great year. And I love the fact that people are like, oh, crap, this dude's going to play a viable role. Personally, I'd probably stay away from that bet. But if you want to throw five on it or $140, you want to do a Jed York special, that is there as well. Thank you, Grayson. And so, yeah, this come on moment is brought to you by my bookie. We got free bets up there right now, guys. Come on. What are you doing? Want to start football season off with a bet that feels like it can't miss? The MyBookie lock of the season is back, and the first one is an absolute no-brainer. With the Patriots in Seattle for the NFL kickoff, MyBookie is asking one simple question. Will the Seahawks raise the banner that night? Of course they will. They're the defending champs. It's their home opener. The entire game is designed around raising the banner, and they've already talked about doing it that night. So you're getting plus money odds right now on MyBookie.ag. You get paid to say yes. That's all you got to do. So
That's the first MyBookie lock of the season. There's going to be a lot more all season long, and you should be betting with us. We post our weekly bets over at the49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. We show you how much, what to bet, and where. We've done very well. Major profits 7 out of 8 seasons since we've been doing this. So get in before kickoff of the first NFL game at mybookie.ag with promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS. And on addition to that, you get a bet back bonus from $50 to $500. You opt in whenever you're ready for that. And if you miss the bet, if you don't get it right, you get all the money credited right back to you with a one-time rollover industry best. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere. Yes, you can bet in California with MyBookie. Go check it out. MyBookie. All right, right here. Sin says, John, would you draft Stribling in fantasy? Yes, of course I would. Back end, you don't want to draft him as a starter to start the season, especially in redraft. Now, Dynasty, if you can get your hands on Stribling, do it because he'll eventually be the X whenever Mike Evans retires. And you're like the X in the Kyle Shanahan system. I mean, that's the Gordon amazing year, Andre Johnson Hall of Fame career, Julio Jones Hall of Fame career. Like, what he has done with that position is Brandon Ayuk's best year. Yeah, so redraft, yeah, draft him, but not as a projected starter. He's going to be a bench player in redraft leagues, but the upside is there. And if there's one or two injuries, if Debo or Mike Evans, God forbid, gets hurt, now Deshaun Stribling's an every down player on every single play. That's where it is. That's where it is. So, yeah, that's there. That's there. Now, I got an awesome question from Aaron R. He emailed me this, and I thought this was fun. Looking at this year's draft class, he said, is this the most promising draft class since 2019? It's obviously super early, but Stribling, Duggar, Halton have a lot of people excited. And he talked about, you know, which is crazy considering everybody was against this draft class with the reaches and whatever else. So what I did is I went through and I looked at the 2026 draft so far, and a lot of this is kind of conjecture because they haven't played any snaps in the regular season yet. And then I looked at the 2019 class, and I put players in three different columns, like early contributors slash starting level players, promising but not early contributors, and then not great starts, like players that have just not been good so far. Now, it doesn't work because 2019, we have that data collection, right? So the early contributors in the 2019 draft class were Nick Bosa, Debo Samuel, and Dre Greenlaw. Now, Nick Bosa's defensive player of the year, multiple All-Pros. Debo has one of, I would argue, the third best wide receiver career or year ever in the history of the 49ers franchise, 1,770 yards, all-pro first team, whatever else. And Dre Greenlaw, no Pro Bowls, no all-pros, but good gosh, the impact that he has had, left for a year, came back. So you got three just like absolute guys. Promising for the 2019 class, Justin School. Not for the Niners. This dude's still playing in the NFL. He started more games than Dre Greenlaw. He's still starting, Justin School is. You know, he's kind of that swing tackle guy, but Niners cut him. He caught on with the Giants, and he's still playing in the NFL, you know, this many years later. Not great. There were a lot of misses in that 20. Jalen Hurd. Oh, makes me so sad. Caden Smith, Tim Harris. And, yeah, I'm going to count Mitch Wisnowski as a miss. Highest drafted punter in the NFL. Never even had a Pro Bowl year. Never even had a top 5 year. No, never drafted punter. I know people will disagree with me on that, but, like, never drafted punter, never drafted kicker. You draft, he's the highest drafted punter in the NFL. You should be getting an all-pro type guy, not even a Pro Bowl year. It had some serviceable years. Maybe you could argue one top 10 year, maybe two. Horrible waste of draft allocation that did not pay off. And his best years were after you paid him way above what he was worth. But anyway, so now compare the 2019 draft class, which you got three home runs. Which players look like early contributors? Deshaun Stribling, Grayson Halton, Jaden Duggar, Kalen Black. Those are the four that look like they're getting playing time this year, period. Like, now, are they starting level players? That's yet to be determined. You've seen flashes through training camp and two preseason games. I doubt all four pan out, but man, you only had three pan out from the 2019 draft class, and everybody regards that as just an unbelievable draft class. Now, promising but not early contributors, Carver Willis might win the starting job. I think he will start eventually. I think he's a year out, and I think he needs to play center only. Ephesians Prysock, lots to like about his tape. We'll see. Now, the funny thing is, if we asked this question back in 2019, Jalen Hurd would have been at the top of the list. Two touchdowns in that Cowboy preseason game, but then hurt his back, never played again. Injuries, cut, done. Not great starts. Enrique Cruz looking like a cuttable player. He's improved. And Romello Height, which I think will be an early contributor because you have to be, has not looked good. And you can slice it and be like, oh, he hasn't looked that bad. Romello Height has not been good. He has not. But now he's injured. He's missed more times. Is it cramps? I don't know. You cannot put a stamp of approval on Romello Height at this point. I feel comfortable doing that about Deshaun Stribling. I feel comfortable doing that about Grayson Halton. I feel comfortable about Duggar. I feel comfortable about Kalen Black. Neo, baby. I do not feel that way about Romello Height yet, hopefully, but 25-year-old rookie that struggling in camp, struggling in preseason games. Now he's injured. It's just like, oh, yeah, and that's a problem. So this is a fun draft class, and we should be pretty freaking pumped, you know what I mean, about that. I think it's a big deal. Yeah, right here, Grumbles, you know, you talk about Dynasty Price or Stribling. I'm taking Price, Jadarian Price. They've already said they're resting him for the last. He's your starter, your every down starter for the Seahawks, and they're going to be a heavy run team. Yeah, and Stribling eventually could have a longer career, whatever else, but like, I think Price is going to be the number one scoring running back of that rookie class. I think he's going to have more fantasy points this year than Jeremiah Love will. The situation's just 1,000 times better. You can't load the box with Jaxon Smith-Njigba out there, Rashid Shaheed out there, Cooper Kupp out there, their tight ends out there. Then you look at, you know, who's throwing the ball. Like, Price is going to dominate, personally. I would take Price over Stribling, but Stribling's not too far off. You're just going to have to wait till he's a dominating starter for you. Deal with that what you will. This 2019 class is freaking awesome. It really, really is. It is absolutely awesome. And so, you know, I saw somebody ask about, I think it was, did I start? I didn't start. I messed it up. JP asked a question about the linebackers. I think you joined after we covered that. But as far as the trade with Deion Jones goes, I don't see this as anything that's going to impact the linebacker room besides preseason snaps, week three, and then also just, you know, another guy at the back end of the roster. So that's kind of where it is. And overall, the trade doesn't really shake much. It's a free trade. Yeah, Jed York's an idiot. This draft class is looking awesome. There's a lot to look forward to. I can't wait for the Thursday night game. And again, just schedule-wise for this week, Thursday we've got the game. We'll go live right after the show. I'll be here at the mothership. We'll cover all that stuff. Friday, I have to fly out of town, so not going to be having a Friday show. Then Saturday, we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout at 2 p.m. They cut the rosters down at 5 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. So once we get the final 53-man roster, we'll go live here and all that stuff. So it's kind of a weird week, and our film breakdowns won't be started until after the 53-man roster is set, because I hate doing those breakdowns and focusing on players that are not with the Niners. But if you want to watch all the first and second preseason game, those are up right now at the40hoursrush.com. Sign up. It is there. It is there. It is there. It is there. Excited. You should be excited. Jed York's an idiot. Don't let that ruin your excitement. Hopefully Jed York stays with the team, because he's not a crappy owner whenever it comes to allowing your team to be a Super Bowl contender, which I think the 49ers are, and they are this year. But yeah, making the story about you is never good. Look at this. Ben, PSA, the final 53 Monday.
won't be the same by Wednesday. It's not the final 53. It's the initial 53, and it's going to change a lot. But we will be here to keep you up to date on all of those. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. And, man, welcome Brett Sinclair. I love it. To the executive producers, you're the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.